This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
So the movie Gladiator 2 is about to come out. And one of the stars of Gladiator 2 is Denzel Washington. Ever heard of him? He's an up-and-coming actor. And he did an interview recently where something was cut from the film. And he's actually pretty irritated. Well, I wouldn't say pretty irritated. He doesn't quite understand why it was cut. And it was a same-sex kiss that he did.
Okay.
Here is the clip from the interview.
I actually kissed a man in the film, but they took it. They cut it. I think they got chicken.
I was going to ask because I just heard about the Paul and Pedro forehead kiss that apparently got cut from the movie.
I'm not sure about that one, but I kissed the guy full on the lips, and I guess they weren't ready for that yet.
So there you go. I mean,
like a romantic kiss.
Now, and just so for anybody out there that's like, oh, woke Hollywood, ancient Rome was super gay.
Right, yeah, that is something to remember. They believe that it made you stronger.
Well, the Greeks did. That was a Greek philosophy. But I'm sure that the Romans probably did it too, you know? So it wasn't out of character or anything like that. But the reason we're bringing this up was that if I was Denzel Washington, a straight man, masculine,
yeah,
and I built up all of the courage to do a same-sex kiss in front of the crew, to be put in a movie for millions of people to see, and I did it, and then you cut it from the movie, I would be pissed.
Okay, so you think that would require, like, gumption?
I know for a fact that it does. I did a play in college where I had to kiss a guy.
Okay. Oh.
And it was a very romantic kiss. The director wanted it to be, like, not just like a peck.
Okay, passionate.
He wanted it to be, like, 1, 2, 3, like,
okay,
beats. I did not want to practice it at all. And it's not because I'm homophobic. That's not why. It's just because I had a lot of anxiety leading up to it.
What were you anxious about? Because if the roles were reversed, whether I was kissing a woman or a man on stage,
yeah,
or in this scenario, a major motion picture, which obviously I could be in.
Right, of course.
I would have zero.
It's different for girls. Girls can do same. Girls can kiss girls all the time. Girls kiss girls for free drinks. Thank you, Kevin. But like for some reason, a guy on guy kiss, it's a totally different animal.
So what is the anxiety coming from?
First of all, do I kiss a guy the same way that I kiss a girl?
I would have never thought of that.
There was that. There was also, and you know how I feel about this, the height thing. Like I was worried because he was taller than me. So, like, and for anybody who doesn't know, that it was a play called Death Trap. It's a really great play. There was also, like, I mean, what if I like it?
Okay.
What if he likes it? Because he also was not gay.
You wouldn't have known going into it that the idea was a little stimulating. You think, okay, I don't want to kiss men. But what if I do and then I like it? I don't think it works that way. I think you would already have the idea in your head like, oh, that seems kind of nice.
No.
Okay, you don't think it works that way?
I had no idea how it worked. So we didn't rehearse it at all. And the first time we did it was on stage opening night.
Okay.
And
which, for those people that don't know, for onstage kisses, that is not uncommon. Usually during tech week, you start doing the actual kissing.
Right.
But it is not uncommon for most of the rehearsing run.
Right.
You kind of just mock kiss each other.
Exactly. Yeah. And then here's the good news. The good news was that because it was on stage, you have so much adrenaline running through you.
Yeah.
It was like it was nothing.
Right.
And we just moved on. It was just like anything else. But if I did all that and then you cut it, like, I would be like,
what did you do to me?
Why?
I've aged 6 years.
Kevin, do you think you'd ever be able to do a guy on guy kiss?
Yeah.
Okay. So what would go through your mind before you're, and not romantically, like for entertainment purposes, right?
Right.
Or romantically. What, and which one?
I would just do it just for the show.
Okay, so just for the show?
I know it's my job.
Yeah.
And this I have to do it.
No.
So, hold on. If Katie and I brought a guy in here and said, it's your job, you have
no,
to kiss.
No, for okay. a movie or
I
a
see.
Play.
Okay, okay.
I would do it.
All right.
Because it's for the culture.
So, okay. So then what do you think would go through your mind leading up to it?
I don't think I would think about it.
I see. Just I'm really the same way. It would be more just
yeah. clear your mind.
Well, it's just, it's the next thing on the script.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I would think
I'm a professional.
He's a professional.
I mean, yeah. Okay.
If it says kiss, we kiss.
All right. I mean, you're better than I am then. Okay, I mean, I think it was.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.